Thank you for calling XPO. This is Shelley speaking. How can I assist you today?
Yeah, we were supposed to have install done today, and we never got a notification of what time they'd be here to do that.
Yes, sir.
And it's not under my phone number. If you want the other number, I'll give it to you.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I can take your order number. I'm ready when you are.
Okay, it's 612-282-9170.
Okay, that doesn't sound like an order number. Is that the other phone number?
An order number? That's the other phone number that the everything is under in your computer system, I guess.
Yes, ma'am. Bear with me just a few moments while I pull that up. Yes, ma'am. My system's having a hard time locating anything with that phone number. Can I have your last name, please?
Okay. Do you want to repeat it back to me so I'm sure you got it correctly?
Okay. 612-282-9170.
Yep, that's right. Huh. Yesterday I called and the guy was able to look it up, so... What other information can I give you that would help you?
Yes, ma'am. Can I have your last name, please?
Houle. H-O-U-L-E.
And your zip code, please?
32162.
Okay, thank you. Bear with me just a second. Yes, I'm under Ronald Hule.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And the address I'm showing is 947 Eastmont Court.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Bear with me just a second. Let me review the order real fast. Yeah, I don't see where a pre-call was sent out, but it looks like it's attached to a service provider. When you spoke with Mr. Miles yesterday, and I sent the email.
Pardon me? I'm having a hard time understanding you. Sorry.
Yes, ma'am. You spoke with Miles yesterday?
I don't know who I talked to, but I was on hold for about 10 minutes before I got on the phone with that person, and then it took him about 15 minutes to figure to get stuff looked up on your computer. So I thought I invested enough time yesterday to have this all in good order, but I guess not.
Yes, ma'am. I do wish that was the case, but it doesn't look like a call was sent out. I'm going to go ahead and notify that team and just give them an update and let them know they need to reach out to you in regards to your service time, because it looks like they were supposed to reach out.
Okay, but it is going to happen today. That's what I want to make sure of.
That.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to verify, because it was scheduled for today. I see it's on the 13th,
yeah.
but I don't see
yeah.
where it got routed for today, and because they didn't give out the pre-call. And usually on our end, it'll be the tech that's giving out your pre-call, your technician, and they didn't
right.
do that. So it seems like something may have happened on their end that didn't cause it to go through, because they should have reached out. They reached out to everyone else on their list.
Hmm.
So I'm just going to try to get an update
okay.
for you, okay?
Okay.
If they notify me, I'll reach back out to you. If not, I'll just let them communicate directly with you.
Okay. And what number would it be at then, the 612?
Yes, ma'am, 612-282-9170.
Okay, that'd be fine.
Would you like me to put the number that we're speaking on the order as an alternative, or not at all?
Yes, yes, that would be fine. That would be good.
Okay, I'll add that. So I have 320-760-3557 as the alternative.
760-5357? Yeah.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
How long should we wait to hear from them?
Well, I'm communicating directly with your technician. They are currently driving. They're active right now. They're out. So as soon
okay.
as they let me know, I'll be able to reach
okay.
out if they don't communicate with you directly.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling. XPS.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.